Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hyperconscious Podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. He was kind enough to join us on episode 144 and 135.
Folks, it has become Kevin and I's mission in life to help you realize that the life of your dreams is right on the other side of you becoming the greatest version of yourself. Let us help you do that.
I rarely do these things twice in such a short amount of time, but you guys impress me. I believe in people that provide value and of our service. You two guys are on your way to huge fulfillment, purpose, and profitability, and I look forward to helping you both.
We appreciate that more than you know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, where Alan and I were lucky enough to sit down with the one and only Evan Carmichael for episode number 199. We are going to do a five-minute clinic on the word alignment.
199.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Wow.
So I think I'm losing my voice.
Maybe a little. We just interviewed Bronny Ware earlier tonight, but we are still here for you. We're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, at the time of this recording, it is 10:08 right now, and we are just getting started. We have a bunch of work to do. This is behind the scenes of what it takes.
And we're about to take a trip tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. to Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
But before we jump into this episode on alignment,
right.
Go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com, click join, hashtag Hyperconscious Nation. I went live in there earlier, told a few powerful stories about how I got rejected by Bronny several different times, but if I hadn't tried, that wouldn't have circled back. Dreams come true for those who are willing to fail forward. Kevin, do you want to tell them about Florida?
Yeah, why? I mean, why would we be going to Florida, right?
Right.
It's not for vacation. So we are going down there to mastermind with our crew and the team that's going to be speaking, and we are going to see the venue. So on September 7th, Alan and I will be speaking. We're actually going to be doing a live podcast on stage in front of a live audience. Not many people are doing this. I don't know if it's even being done yet. So we are going to be the first, and hopefully this is the first of many. We cannot reveal who we're talking to yet, but as the date gets closer, we will let you know. Evan Carmichael. Are you playing with your phone over there?
A little bit.
Evan Carmichael is headlining the event. He is the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. You just heard him in the last episode. Eddie Panero will be speaking, and Terrence McMahon, Phil Krizmanich, Wade Waddick, and Chantel Adams will be speaking as well.
We have a new landing page that just launched as of this morning. It looks phenomenal. www.yourworldwithinlive.com, all one word. And if you know of anyone who would be interested in going to this event, please just send them to that landing page. It's $97 for a buy one, get one free ticket. So you can bring a friend for $97. The value of this room is absolutely stacked beyond the ticket price. Do not miss this event.
Yes.
Okay. Alignment.
Alignment.
So first, do we want to talk about Wesley?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
You want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You have the things written down. I don't remember the exact question.
In Hyperconscious Nation, basically Wesley posed this question. Here we go. Aligning your goals and intentions, finding your true intention before you resolve to do something, and making sure you really want what you say you want. That was kind of basically what he wanted us to do.
Okay. So I think, again, we talked about this a little bit in the preamble. Everything, the only way to reverse engineer something is to have an end in mind.
Right.
It's to have something on the target. So it depends. I mean, again, it always depends. But let's just say, for example, you're speaking specifically of your purpose in accomplishing your goals and your dreams. You will know, like let's say, for example, you want to make a boat.
Here we go.
I love analogies, man. You want to make a boat.
I want to make a boat. Let's
you
go.
Alan wants to make a boat.
Perfect.
In order to know what materials he wants to use, in order to know how big the engines need to be, in order to know, like, you have to know exactly what's the boat doing. Is the boat taking cars across the Atlantic Ocean, or is the boat floating around in a lake in a, or a river somewhere?
Right.
You have to know. So in order to be in alignment, you have to have like a pro and con. What is the pro of me doing this? Does it get me closer to my goal? What is the con of me doing this? Something that we've been talking about lately is being very discerning when it comes to saying no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of things I could be doing right now that would be fun.
Right.
But they're not helping me get closer to my goals. They're not adding value to your life if you're watching or listening to this. So it all goes back to, like, what is your why? Why are you doing it in the first place?
Right.
Well, what is the result you're looking for?
So I have a quick story. You know, I drove across the country
back
in 2013 with my buddy Ryan Moore. I wanted to work in show business. On the business side of things, he wanted to be a working actor. And some of those dreams are still in my future. But drove across the country. We were landing in Studio City. Now, since then, I think one of the greatest journeys I've ever embarked on was driving across the country. It was really cool. We did it in 5 days. We stopped in Columbus, Ohio. We stopped in Kansas. We stopped in Denver, Colorado. We stopped in Vegas.
I got a sneeze. Keep going.
Kevin's got a sneeze. Here's the thing. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey that it forced us to embark upon. Now, imagine two scenarios. Ryan and Moore and I just decided to drive across the country for no end goal. We aren't trying to go to LA and chase our dreams, okay? That would not have been nearly as fulfilling as it was to embark on a journey where we actually had a destination in mind. Now, alignment comes down to, once you plug something in the GPS, remember, that can change, but how do you know if you're aligned if you don't choose in advance the destination or the destiny that you want? So if we chose Studio City, now, all of a sudden, we know if we're on track or on or off track. We chose to drive to Studio City in LA in 5 days. If we were off track and we weren't on time with that deadline, as a matter of fact, we took turns, basically 3 hours on, 3 hours off, and one of us would sleep while the other one was driving because
soft.
We had a goal.
Pretty soft.
So in your life, it's the same, right?
I was just done the whole thing.
It's the, I bet you probably would have, actually, believe it or not, you would have gotten deaded. By the way, the Rockies, drive through them. Oh, my God, unbelievable. And also be careful of the transmission because those hills do a number on cars. I may or may not have ruined Ryan's transmission.
Okay.
By trying to put cruise control on in the mountains. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
But anyways, that's the same with your life. You have to choose in advance what your goals and dreams are, and now you'll know whether or not you're in alignment or not. And you'll kind of feel it, too.
So aligning your goals and intentions, finding your true intention before you resolve to do something and making sure you really want what you say you want. If you said that to me, if we were in person, Wesley and I were in person, I would say, tell me why you want this goal. Like, what is it that you actually want?
Right.
Why do you want to be the most successful athlete? Because you want the money, because you want the notoriety, or because you're mastery driven and you want that title? I want to be the GOAT. I want to be the greatest of all time.
Right.
Because then things are going to matter in different regards. Like, if you want to be the athlete for notoriety, you might do more press than Tom Brady does, because Tom Brady doesn't give a shit about that.
Right.
He wants to be the greatest of all time.
Right.
So he's practicing when nobody watches, when somebody else might be doing promos or something.
So someone doing promos, like if Tom Brady was doing promos, he would be out of alignment.
Right.
With his reason why.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So if you want to be the best in the world at something, that's what you're going to do. You're going to focus on the skills that it takes, not the notoriety necessarily.
I talk a little bit about the pyramid of fulfillment. So at the bottom, the foundation, picture a pyramid, is core values, and at the top is your true north. And your day-to-day life is in between. Imagine one of your core values is family and friends, but yet your business is constantly taking away from your family and friends. You're going to feel out of alignment with your core values. So you need to make sure that your dreams and goals create the life that has byproducts that are in alignment with your core values. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I just, it's very hard. Like, it's hard without a specific, because it could go so many different ways.
It all has to do with clarity.
How
clear are you on who you are today and your core values, and how clear are you on where you want to go and how you're going to get there?
It's easy for us. Like, again, we've said this, we won't reveal any names or anything, but we've had people on the podcast or not had them on the podcast because it wasn't in alignment with the message that we want to deliver.
Perfect example.
To you guys. And that's... That's why I say it's hard without a specific. Like, Wesley, if you want to reach out or send me a message or Alan a message, that way we know the exact details, we can give you a better answer. But basically, my take on this is finding your true intention before you resolve to do something. What is it, the journey you're looking for, or is it the result? Like, what is the actual result you want out of it? And then figure out, like, okay, if it's the money, then I could go about it differently. Like, it all depends on the details, honestly.
One of the things that I wrote down is err on the side of massive action. If you're unsure, don't get caught in the confidence conundrum.
Ah.
So if you're unsure whether or not you're in alignment, I would err on the side of taking action. Don't be reckless.
Right.
Okay? But be fearless. And why? Because when you go a little more outside of alignment, you're going to get more clear on who you are not.
Yeah, you'll get feedback.
And what you are not. Right? So you have to do some exploration. So the last question for Kevin here is this. When is a time when you were out of alignment? And please be specific for the listeners so that they can recognize when they are. Even if you use a podcast that never saw the light of day. You don't have to be specific on that. The name, but like any time where something wasn't congruent with Kevin's heart.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go. So Alan and I were recommended a guest by somebody that we know on the inner circle.
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs. So they hooked us up with this person. They said, here you go. Here's the contact. Reach out. We booked the podcast, and then upon doing more research, Alan and I realized that this person was very good at marketing, and they were mostly show and not a lot of go. And Alan and I are not that way. That's not how we operate. And it was like, could we do this episode and make it good? And would anybody know we didn't want to do it? No, I don't think. No, like people
we would know,
but we would know, and that's not in alignment. Again, you want to know, you really want to figure out whether or not something is in alignment behind the scenes. If there's conflict between you doing it because you know the best version of you wouldn't do it, it's not in alignment with you.
I have the perfect analogy. Shout out to Alex Hinkle on one of our client calls. He came up with this. There's a difference between can I hit this ball? This is a pitching analogy, baseball. Can I hit this ball? That's fear. That's like being afraid that you can't hit it, so you won't swing. You always want to swing. Try. Or do I even want to swing?
Yeah.
If you're questioning whether or not you even want to swing, then that's probably something outside of alignment.
That's a great analogy. That's a really good analogy. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Up next, we have episode number 200. And for episode number 200, Alan and I are going to do, it's a small talks. It's going to be a small talks.
Right.
We might do like a longer small talks. I'm thinking we want to do a 200 episode celebration where we reflect on this journey thus far and we go over the good times, the bad times. What's up, man?
I'd say let's do it on reflection, but we just did.
I know, we just did. But this is a special thing because, again, like when I started this, I never planned on episode 200.
What's a word that would represent 200?
Achievement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can talk about what we've achieved.
I just think I'm just going to preface it with this. We're going to go off the rails.
Oh, for sure.
And it's going to be longer than a normal a small talks because I think it has to be.
200, baby?
200. 200 episodes.
That's exciting.
200 episodes. That's a lot of episodes. So, and that's what I was saying to Alan before. Like, I think we're going to get off of scheduling on this one and just kind of freestyle it because it's been a long time since we just sat down and kind of talked about
right.
You know what's going on and how it really feels. So we'll I promise we'll be vulnerable and we'll give lessons.
Some happy
examples.
Tears, hopefully.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that.
Okay,
you dig it?
I love it,
ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed this and make sure you do not miss that episode. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyper Conscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.